Bordertown Basics. Due to a sudden influx of newcomers to our fair city, we have prepared this leaflet to help to acquaint newbies, aka noobs, with life in Bordertown. Who are we? Well, we're not the Bordertown Chamber of Commerce, and this is not a tourist guide. We are the Bordertown branch of the Diggers. Footnote: the original Diggers were a radical Protestant group in 17th century England who practiced a communal agrarian lifestyle and did not believe in private property. The name was revived by communal groups in the United States and Canada in the 1960s, and then in Bordertown some decades later. The Bordertown Digger community is a multi-faith, multi-racial group dedicated to helping runaway kids, homeless folks, recovering addicts, and others in need of friendship, food, and a place to sleep. And our mission is to help the runaway kids from both sides of the border who turn up on the streets here. If that's you, read on. You're going to need the information below. Life on the border. Misinformation about Bordertown is rife in both the world and the realm. So here's a quick history lesson from the Tough Guide to Bordertown, with commentary by us. The city takes its name from the border itself, a magical wall that divides the human world from the enchanted lands beyond, a place that humans call Elfland, populated by a tall, silver-haired, long-lived race of people that humans call elves. They, on the other hand, refer to themselves as Truebloods, and to their homeland simply as the realm. Humans, take note. You can refer to the realm as fairy without causing offense, but do not make the mistake of referring to its citizens as fairies, unless you want to be punched. Elfame Gate is the only point of passage across the border, controlled by officers of the realm. Passage is for those of elfin blood only. No human is ever allowed to cross the border. Humans have no idea what really lies on the other side, and the elves themselves aren't telling. In fact, they can't tell. There are powerful magics that prevent them from talking about the realm, except in ways designed to obscure the truth. So don't ask them, unless you want to embarrass yourself and them, no matter how much you long to know. Bordertown is located in the Borderlands, aka the Never Never, between Elfland and the world, where it grew out of the ruins of a human city abandoned when Elfland first appeared. Populated by both elves and humans, Bordertown is a famously uncomfortable place to live. Elfin magic is wildly unpredictable here, as are human science and technology, and the city runs on a volatile combination of the two. If you want to power your electric amp or your iPhone, you're going to need to find a spell box, and even then, you might get strange results. With an economy based on elfin-human trade, much of the city is now reasonably stable, except for the Soho District, south of Ho Street, enclosed within the old city wall, which has become a well-known mecca for runaway kids, both human and elfin. This derelict neighborhood remained abandoned for many years until young people began to claim it for their own, squatting in the ruined, graffiti-covered buildings and bringing them back to life. Yes, kiddies, it's true. Soho belongs to us. Okay, so you've found your way to Bordertown. That was probably hard, so hooray for you. But please, dear noobs, don't be naive. Life here isn't easy, and you must keep your wits about you. Gangs control many parts of the old city. The border drug trade is run from here, and there are even worse things to contend with when border magic blows in the wrong direction. If you're human, don't drink the red Mad River water. It's addictive and will turn your brain to mush. If you're true blood, it's catnip you must avoid. We're not kidding. Be smart. Be careful. Be safe. Arriving in Bordertown. The Diggers operate three...